Elevating Dr. Vincent, hastily culled together by Renee Mason, Aaron DeWard, Noah Michael Levine, Louisa Gray, Kate Reedwood, Elizabeth Robbins, Laura Batten, Antoinette Horde, Don Helbert, Ellie Crow, Stephanie Hadlow, and Julie Garrett.
You know, for spending a week in Paris, I didn't get to see much of the city. I tried not to sound petulant to the three men standing with me in the elevator. Regardless, it was a tragedy. I spent an entire week in the gorgeous cosmopolitan district and never saw the Louvre, ate an eclair in a quaint pastry shop, or tried my hand at tempting a street mime. Dr. Xavier Vincent's hot breath tickled my ear.
I would say I'm sorry, but I'm not. I promise to take you back to Paris soon.
You know how impatient I can be. I plan on holding you to your word.
Of that I have no doubt. You keep me honest. It's one of the things I love about you. And this.
He cupped me between the legs and applied pressure with his large hand and long fingers, caressing my already throbbing center.
Is another.
The elevator ding sounded on every floor. Marco, with his 6'4" of model-quality handsomeness, wavy black hair, bodybuilder physique, and radiant olive skin, grabbed my hand and placed it on his cock.
You got to see and experience the most impressive parts of Paris.
Another ding. The door opened, and an elderly couple took one look at the four of us and mumbled something presumably distasteful.
We'll wait for the next car,
the old man said. I laughed. Marco, you're Italian, not French.
Exactly. The best thing about France is the Italian.
He wiggled his hips, pressing harder into my palm. Sebastian, who looked more like a Scandinavian Viking than a Frenchman, with his blonde, short-cropped hair and tall, athletic build, scoffed.
Ignore the imposter, Alain. I can assure you, this is 100% French.
He grabbed my other hand and placed it on the hard spot between his legs. Before I could respond, the elevator jerked to a halt. The hum of the overhead light ceased, the screeching of the old belt silenced, and the darkness enveloped us. Marco was the first to speak.
Guess they were serious about those rolling blackouts. We might as well get comfortable. It's going to be a few hours. The generator doesn't support this part of the building.
Just great. What are we going to do now? I sighed. In a far too cheery tone, Sebastian snaked his arms around my waist and whispered in my ear.
I have an idea.
Sebastian slowly lowered us to the elevator floor, his other hand finding my nipple, rolling his thumb over the tight bud. Luckily, I hadn't thought to wear either panties or a bra. Just then, the elevator dinged again, startling me into a small spasm.
You with the nipple twisting. Is that all you ever do? You do your thing, I'll do mine.
There was barely light within the elevator. I stilled with anticipation as I looked towards the doctor when Sebastian whispered those words. My heartbeat quickened. Marco watched with hooded eyes, desire evident as he stroked his cock through his fitted jeans. I can't forget any of these men. Their combined sense of arousal in this small space is impossible to resist. Marco softly cursed in Italian and slowly lowered his zipper to reveal his magnificent cock.
Spread her legs, Sebastian, so that I may see her liquid desire.
Yes, Sebastian, get your hands off her nipples and spread her legs.
Marco hissed, still stroking his engorged cock. Feeling sensations of my orgasm building, I noticed Marco, indeed, a beautiful specimen.
Elaine, my exquisite sweet, tell me how you feel.
What's with this exquisite all the time? You need another word to use. You use this word an awful lot.
I can help you find another word, Xavier.
I have to agree with all of them, Xavier. Exquisite, how you say, use too much.
Well, let's get out the thesaurus.
All right, you guys are a pain in my ass. Fine, give me some synonyms for exquisite. Elaine?
Delicious.
How about delightful? Plus parfait.
Goddess-like.
All right, I get the idea. Elaine, you goddess-like, delicious, plus parfait.
Delectable.
Delectable. Juice monkey. Tell me how you feel.
A moan escapes my lips. The doc brushed my cheek with the back of his hand and slowly lowered me to my knees, where his beautiful cock was waiting. I licked it, like a lollipop. It was exquisite.
Oh, now you're using exquisite. Can we just cut exquisite from the vernacular for this elevator ride?
Marco, can you lean me back so that my sex is exposed?
Yes, of course.
Xavier leaned forward and flicked his tongue over my sopping core as he whispered those words against my hot flesh. I was moist, like the most delicious cupcake Xavier had ever tasted. So many thoughts were going through my mind at once, yet I let go feeling. Marco moved to stand in front of me.
Open your pretty mouth, baby.
Marco rubbed the swollen head of his cock against my lips. He tasted salty.
Excuse me. I believe my cock is in her mouth. I don't think she can have two cocks in her mouth at the same time.
Actually, Xavier, yes, one can.
Oh, Elaine, I learn so many new things about you every day.
He tasted salty, yet sweet. He tasted like double sin.
Marco, is that your cock rubbing against mine, or is that Sebastian's? She can't have all three in her mouth, can she?
I try to hide a small smile. I try to hide a smile and lick my lips opening wide, tasting their sweet pre-cum as their cocks touch my lips. Xavier moved his throbbing cock between my legs, and I looked deep into Sebastian's eyes, slowly sliding Marco's and Sebastian's cock. Slowly sliding Marco's and Sebastian's cock in and out of my mouth. Fuck. Slowly sliding Marco's and Sebastian's cocks in and out of my mouth. Marco hissed, and I couldn't take much more. I was coming undone at the hands of these magnificent men before me, and they feasted upon me. Suddenly, the elevator lurched.
Ouch! No teeth!
I smirked. I didn't mean to bite, but he tasted divine.
I sort of like the teeth myself.
Now, all I needed was that creamy finish. Xavier hides a smirk as he watches. I knew by the look on his face he had to have me.
Oh, look what I have in my little doctor bag,
Xavier says with a wink. He pulls out the Rainmaker.
It's a small blow-up version that I had specially crafted for small, confined spaces. Let's fertilize some crops, shall we?
I knew it would be wonderful to have these three men make me flow with liquid of desire.
You know,
says Sebastian with a sly look in his eyes,
I wonder if there's a camera in this elevator.
That was going to send me further over the edge. Someone else watching. I moaned as Marco moved deeper into my throat, enjoying the feel of six pairs of eyes watching with intense, hungry need, and the hidden lens recording every hot moment. I grew wetter as I saw them reach down and start to stroke themselves with all their eyes on me. The elevator lurched again. With a screech of tortured metal, the cable gave way. Marco's cock popped out of my mouth, and I screamed in terror. But a heart-stopping second before we smashed to our doom, the elevator suddenly stopped.
Oh my God, that was a close one. I thought it was all over for us.
If only.
I hope I put enough money in the parking meter.
Suddenly, the elevator moved, slowly coasting to a stop on the ground floor. The bell binged, and the doors slid open. Standing outside the elevator doors was the most beautiful, godlike man I had ever laid eyes on. Xavier looked at him and said,
"Cyril?
Xavier! Cyril!
Marco!
Cyril!
Sebastian! Why, what are the three of you doing here? And who is this exquisite creature?"
Oh, God, with the exquisite again.
"Cyril, if I may, this is Elaine, the love and light of my life. Elaine, this is Cyril."
"Hi."
"So, I'm famished. Who's up for shawarma?"